Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we've been meditating on the universal call to holiness, that everyone, even you, was created by God to become a saint. But it's not complicated. And really, if we just commit ourselves to four basic things, God will transform us. And those things are daily mental prayer with a resolution, a frequent sacramental life, living a well-ordered and balanced life, and fourth, everyone needs a spiritual director. If we do these things, God will transform us. Now, yesterday, we meditated on the journey of prayer. Today, the role of the sacraments. Again, the goal of life is transforming union with Jesus. This isn't complicated. Jesus gives his divine life to us through the sacraments, beginning with baptism. But then he wants to feed our soul every day by his life in the Eucharist and heal us when we harm ourselves by sin. He wants to heal us through reconciliation. So, if the goal of life is union with Jesus, the most immediate way to receive him is to receive him in the Eucharist. But think about this. Jesus is God. He is the infinite, perfect, and everlasting source of every good thing you could ever want. So if you have Jesus in the Eucharist, you have everything. Jesus himself said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." So communion with the body and blood of Christ increases our union with Jesus. It forgives our venial sins and preserves us from grave sins. And guess what? Jesus wants to give himself to you any day you want. All you have to do is go and receive at Mass. How could Jesus make it any more easy? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It is Jesus living through us that makes us saints. So it's the Eucharist that makes saints. However, receiving the Eucharist alone is not enough. Judas received the Eucharist at the Last Supper and then denied Christ and despaired and killed himself. Think of this. There is an infinite amount of grace, an infinite amount of God's life in one Eucharist. That's way more than enough to make us saints. But if this is true, then why aren't we? Because there are two parts to each sacrament. In fact, the Catechism says, from the moment that a sacrament is celebrated in accordance with the intention of the Church, the power of Christ and His Spirit acts in and through it, which means it doesn't matter how holy or sinful the priest is, and it certainly doesn't matter if you like him or not. The fact is, when the priest celebrates a sacrament according to what the Church intends, the sacraments become exactly what God planned. So the reason we are not saints is not because God has failed to give us the grace through the Eucharist. The problem lies on the part of the receiver. That's why in the same paragraph, the Catechism goes on to say, nevertheless, the fruits of the sacraments also depend on the disposition of the one who receives them. Our transformation not only depends on the infinite grace of the Eucharist, it also depends on our ability to assimilate and cooperate with that grace. We may receive the Eucharist, but for some reason, we are not absorbing the grace, and we may not be cooperating with it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fact is, sin blocks us from absorbing the nourishment of the Eucharist. So what would you do if you were suddenly losing too much weight because of an absorption problem, and you were becoming weak and sick and maybe even dying? You certainly wouldn't ignore it. Well, your soul is getting awfully skinny. That's why a daily examination of conscience and frequent reception of the sacrament of reconciliation is so important to help us assimilate all the nourishment of the Eucharist. Our Mother Mary has even asked us to go to confession once a month, and the Catechism teaches that without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is strongly recommended by the Church. But what probably prevents us is that we're not doing a daily examination of conscience. So we have this kind of amnesia. We don't seem to remember any of our sins. But if you're clueless to your sin, you won't go to confession. So it's time to stop this nonsense. Every day, take a few minutes to do a brief examination of conscience. Look back over the last 24 hours on your thoughts, words, and actions. Identify what you did that was wrong or failed to do what was right. But then ask yourself, why did I do that? What was the root cause? Pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust? What was it? Then make a simple, concrete game plan to act differently today. And you could incorporate this into your daily resolution that flows from your meditation. And then go to confession at least once a month. Remember, our Mother Mary asked us to go to confession, Mass, and pray the Rosary on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months. And Jesus told Sister Lucia of Fatima to never stop doing this. So, make a daily examination of conscience, and then practice the first Saturdays, and you'll be well on your way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So it is by the sacraments that Jesus wants to give his life to us. But remember, as the Catechism says, there's two parts to the sacrament. Jesus giving his life, and then we have to receive it. And the most important way to receive is to open the doors of your soul by prayer. In fact, Pope Benedict said, prayer is the self-opening of the soul to God. Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, for out of my heart shall flow a river of living water. By prayer, we open our soul to drink that living water, God's grace poured out through the sacraments. And I cannot overemphasize this point. To receive the sacraments without a life of deep prayer is like coming to a well and not drinking. Now, vocal prayer is a good start. Our Fathers, Hail Marys, Glory Bees, Novenas, Divine Mercy Chaplets, all these things are great. But you can't talk and drink at the same time. Just try, you'll see. You'll choke and spit out whatever you're drinking. That's why we need to move on in our prayer, as we described yesterday, from vocal prayer to meditation. Because in meditation, we drink in the Word of God. And that's what we're doing in the Rosary. While we're praying the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Bees, we're listening to the Word of God. We're thinking about it. We're reflecting on it. We're drinking it in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, one of the most powerful ways to drink in the life of Jesus that flows from the Eucharist is by thanksgiving after communion. To give Jesus your full, undivided attention for 10 to 15 minutes after you receive him. Listen to what the great Teresa of Avila says about thanksgiving after communion. She writes, "Be with him willingly. Don't lose so good an occasion for conversing with him as is the hour after having received communion. Reflect that this is a most advantageous hour for the soul, during which Jesus is very pleased if you keep him company. Take great care not to lose it. This, then, is a good time for our Master to teach us, and for us to listen to him, and for us to kiss his feet, because he wanted to teach us and beg him not to leave. But after having received the Lord, since you have the person of God himself present in you, strive to close the eyes of your body and open those of the soul and look into your own heart. For I tell you, and tell you again, and would like to tell you many times, that you should acquire the habit of doing this every time you receive communion, and strive to have such a conscience that you will be allowed to enjoy this blessing frequently. Though he comes disguised, under the appearance of bread, the disguise does not prevent him from being recognized in many ways, in conformity with the desire we have to see him. And you can desire to see him so much that he will reveal himself to you entirely." What profound words and true words from the great Teresa. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, Teresa, did you know that I had lunch Sunday with my cousin Karen and Tim, her husband?
That's incredible.
It was really beautiful. You know, they went with me to the Holy Land just last December, and he just spoke so much about how the pilgrimage to the Holy Land had brought his spiritual life to an entirely new level. He's such a good man. In a word, what do you think it is that kind of supercharges a person's spiritual life by going to the Holy Land?
That's so hard to say, because I can't necessarily say that it's one thing. It might genuinely be just the abundance of graces there, being present at those sites, because it's different for everyone what changes them there. But I do find that most people walk away very shockingly changed.
I think it's partly because we believe, but it's kind of like a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go there and we realize Jesus is real, this whole thing is real, and I'm standing in those places.
And those things are eternal, and you're there while they're happening.
What? What did you just say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
You just said something, once again, very profound. You said God is eternal,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't mean really, really old.
Mm-hmm.
It means there's no past and no future, only present.
Yeah, I would say, obviously, we talk about being in the presence of Christ, but being in those places where he's present in a very different manner is surreal and beyond understanding. And you have to go there. There's nowhere else to go. You have to go to the Holy Land.
Yeah, because if Jesus is eternal, which means only present, then somehow he and the events of his life remain connected to those places in a singular way, so that you can encounter him there in a way like no other. I think that's it.
Hmm.
It's a profound encounter with Jesus. I think that's what happens. This is why I'm kind of addicted to going to the Holy Land, because I want to go back and have that experience, and I want to give that experience to others. That's why I want to invite all of the people praying with us. Come with me to the Holy Land this December. It will be the best Advent ever, especially to put your hand on the very spot where Jesus was born right before Christmas. So all you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, and come with us. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.